And that's where we leave our colleagues at the World Service. Good morning. This is Tina Ritchie. It's 20 past five on another chilly January morning, Saturday, January the 11th. This is BBC Radio 4. Before six, we'll have news briefing, that all-important weather forecast, and we're exploring Finland's culture of sisu. But now let's look ahead to Monday.
Join me, Rachel Burden, inside Cafe Hope.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Radio 4's virtual coffee shop, where guests pop in to tell us what they're doing to make the world a better place.
I really believe that food waste and food poverty shouldn't coexist.
From those helping feed people to those helping them get out and about.
We've now created a scheduled bus service running 6 days a week.
Hear about the plans, the struggles and the triumphs.
We've had a really supportive local community here.
A home for people who've dedicated their lives to helping others. The new series of Cafe Hope with me, Rachel Burden, starts on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds on Monday morning at 9.45.
Well, now on Radio 4 we say good morning to Simon King.
Thank you, Tina. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Saturday, the 11th of January. The general synopsis at midnight. High Scotland, 1,027. Expected England, 1,037 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 3 to 5 later. Showers, good. North at Sierra, south at Sierra, east 40s. Northerly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in south at Sierra, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, good. West 40s, Cromartie, 4th, Tyne, west Dogger. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 3 to 5 later, except in west Dogger. Showers, then fair, good. East Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. Northerly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in Fisher, then becoming variable 3 at times later. Showers, good. Humber, Thames, Dover. Variable mainly north 2 to 4, showers, good. Wight. Variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Portland, Plymouth. Cyclonic until later in Plymouth, otherwise south or southeast 3 to 5, occasional rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Biscay, East Fitzroy, northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, occasional rain then fair, good occasionally poor at first. West Fitzroy, West Sol, variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly 3 to 5, drizzle and fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. East Sol, northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2, then southerly 3 or 4 later, fair, good. Lundy, Fastnet. Cyclonic, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, occasional rain at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Irish Sea. Southeast, becoming cyclonic, 3 to 5, occasional rain, moderate or good. Shannon. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south, 4 to 6, rain later, good, becoming moderate or poor later. Rockall, Malham, Hebrides, Bailey. Cyclonic at first in Rockall and Malham, otherwise southeast, veering south, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later in Rockall and Bailey. Occasional rain, but becoming fair for a time, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle. Variable 3 or less, becoming south or southwest, 4 to 6, fair, good. Faroes, southeast Iceland. Southerly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, showers then rain, fog patches later in southeast Iceland. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor later in southeast Iceland. Weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, southeast 6, 16 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Stornoway, northwest by west 1, 27 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Lerwick, northwest 2, more than 38 miles, 1027, rising slowly. Lucas, northwest 1, 19 miles, 1027, rising slowly. Bridlington, northwest by north 3, 1025, rising more slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northwest 4, 2 miles, 1025. Jersey, east by north 2, 16 miles, 1023, now falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east by south 4, 11 miles, 1023. Silly Automatic, northwest by north 3, recent rain 6 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Valentia, northwest 2, 7 miles, 1022, rising. Ronald's Way, east 4, 7 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Malinhead, southeast 5, slight rain, 15 miles, 1021, now rising. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. High pressure will remain slow-moving across much of the United Kingdom during the next 24 hours, bringing mostly only light or moderate breezes. However, weakening Atlantic fronts will bring a little rain at times to western areas, along with occasionally fresh or strong winds. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southwest 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick upon Tweed. Variable 3 or less, becoming southerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later in north. Showers then fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Berwick upon Tweed to Whitby. Northwest 2 to 4. Becoming variable 2 or less, then southwest 2 to 4 later. Showers then fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 2 or 3 later. Showers becoming fair later, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Variable mainly northwesterly 2 to 4, showers moderate or good, occasionally poor later in the wash. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Variable 2 to 4, showers at first in east, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Easterly or northeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first in west, then becoming variable 2 at times. Showers then mainly fair, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Cyclonic 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first in west, becoming southerly or southwesterly 3 or 4 later. Rain at times, mainly in west, good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first near Pembrokeshire, but becoming variable 2 to 4 near Cornwall. Rain at times, mainly at first, moderate or good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. South or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first near St David's Head. Rain at times, mainly at first, moderate or good. Great Orme Head to the Mallow Galloway. South or southeast 3 to 5, but variable mainly northeast 2 to 4 in Morecambe Bay and Solway Firth. Rain at times, moderate or good. Isle of Man, southeast 4 or 5, veering south or southwest 3 or 4 later. Rain and drizzle at times, becoming fair later, good, occasionally poor. Loch Foyle to Conifer Loch. Southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in north, then veering southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5. Rain at times, mainly at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor, later close inshore. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Easterly 3 to 5 at first in far north, otherwise southeasterly 4 to 6, veering southerly or southwesterly 2 to 4 later. Rain at times, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardamurkham Point. Southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in north, veering southerly 3 to 5 later. Rain at times, mainly at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Ardamurkham Point to Cape Wrath. Southeasterly 5 to 7 in south, but 3 or 4 in north, then veering southerly 4 to 6 later. Fair at first in north, otherwise rain at times, good, occasionally moderate. Shetland Isles, variable 3 or less, becoming south or southwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later, mainly fair, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Simon, thank you. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Saturday, the 11th of January. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Tina Ritchie. The Chancellor insists it's right she should be in China to boost growth in the UK after criticism she was fleeing economic problems at home. A nighttime curfew is in place in some areas around LA as wildfires continue to blaze. And in sport, it's the third round of the FA Cup when the Premier League clubs join the fray. The Chancellor Rachel Reeves has defended her decision to travel to China to drum up investment in the UK at a time when the public finances have come under pressure from a sudden rise in the cost of borrowing. The Conservatives have accused her of fleeing to China. Speaking in Beijing, Ms. Reeves said improving economic growth was her priority.
Growth is the number one mission of this Labour government, and to grow the economy, we need to help great British businesses export around the world. And that's why I've got with me a delegation of senior UK finance bosses to unlock tangible benefits to help British businesses export and trade with the second largest economy in the world, and always doing that in the UK's national interest.
California's Governor Gavin Newsom has called for an independent investigation into how water shortages have hampered efforts to fight wildfires in and around Los Angeles. 11 people have now died. A nighttime curfew has been imposed in some areas. Sasha Rene Perez is a senator representing one of the worst affected areas, Altadena.
This is very much still an active situation. This is not a safe time to be returning home. Evacuation orders are still in place. We also have a ton of ash in the air. We know that that's incredibly dangerous as well. And that's gotten into the water supply. So we're telling folks, drink bottled water.
The Reform UK leader Nigel Farage has insisted he's on very good terms with the party's billionaire supporter Elon Musk, who called for him to be replaced last weekend. Mr. Farage said he'd disagreed with Mr. Musk over support for the imprisoned far-right activist Tommy Robinson. Mr. Farage also dismissed comments by 10 Reform councillors in Derbyshire who've resigned in protest at his leadership. In a statement last night, they said the party was operating in an increasingly autocratic manner. Mr. Farage described the group as a rogue branch. MPs on the Business and Trade Committee have written to the London Stock Exchange to express concerns about the Chinese-founded fashion retailer Shein. The firm is understood to have filed the initial paperwork needed to list in London, with the aim of trading its shares in the city later this year. MPs say the company failed to give candid answers to basic questions about its supply chain